This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A business story broke this weekend that we don't want you to miss. The FCC has fined the Marriott hotel chain $600,000 for jamming the Wi-Fi of customers at one of its Nashville properties. The Gaylord Opry Hotel wanted to encourage people organizing a conference there to buy the hotel's internet. Marriott says it acted lawfully but is paying the fine. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has been looking into this, and deliberate jamming apparently happens more than you think.
In fact, there have been cases of signal jamming for as long as we've had signals. I saw an FCC enforcement report from 1985 where someone was jamming amateur radio signals. But the FCC says the use of jamming technology is growing. And just last May, they fined a man in Florida $48,000 because he was using a cell phone jammer in his car. He was trying to keep drivers along his commute from talking on their phones. They've also fined companies for jamming their employees' phones at work. And this summer, the FCC fined a Chinese online retailer $35 million for marketing signal jammers in the U.S. So if you're getting mysterious dropped calls or lost Wi-Fi service, maybe it's not always your carrier's fault.